Thank you for the opportunity to allow us to share some of our experiences with the new round module harvester. Obviously, as you know, the John Deere 7760 harvester with the onboard module building capacity has been taken up very quickly by the Australian cotton industry, and I think the reasons for that is pretty obvious. It can harvest cotton virtually non-stop, which perhaps is not a good thing. Very productive, it requires less labour and capital, and also dispenses with the requirements for module building. And there were over 200 of these harvesters operational during last season's crop, harvesting around 80% of our 5.4 million bale crop. This is the largest percentage of any crop harvested by the JD 7760 worldwide. And the implications are is that there's another 100 of these JD 7760s just coming to the country, and we are estimating a 4.4 million bale crop this season, so probably 95% of the crop will be harvested by the JD 7760. However, all these good things, there's always a few bad things. There's some concerns in Australia about the soil compaction and the potential effect on yield, which is something I won't be talking about in this presentation. And the second thing is that in the Australian industry, there's suggestions and perceptions that the quality of the cotton harvested by this JD 7760 is more variable in colour and trash when compared to fibre harvested by the traditional basket machines. And here, for example, you can see this is we generally put six round modules together, which constitutes a module for us. And here you can just see the variability that some of the classing facilities have been picking up. And you can see that from a cotton grower's point of view, and certainly from a merchant's point of view, this is disastrous. So hence, this is the reason why the study was undertaken. The study was really undertaken to determine, quantify, and compare the differences, if any, between the quality of cotton lint harvested from these round and conventional modules. And here there's just a picture of you, obviously familiar with the JD 7760. But here's a picture of the conventional modules that we have here in Australia. We don't have the mini square modules that you have here. These are just the two that we have. And the conventional modules that we have are about between 12 and 16 tons, and they produce an average about 24 bales. Now, we're aware that this trial has been done before. I think in the Baldwide proceedings, I think in 2009 and also in 2010, there was some discussions about it. But we felt that there were some anomalies. First of all, we feel that if you want to compare direct comparisons, you have to harvest cotton from the same field with these two pickers. It has to be the same variety, so you have the same growing conditions. You need to take into account environmental variability, so we harvested some cotton from central Australia and also some from the south. And what we did was we harvested alternative rows in the fields. These fields were harvested, as I said, at the same time. Moisture was monitored, so if we got to 12%, we stopped harvesting. The modules were staged in the sequence that they were harvested, and they were also ginned in that sequence. They were ginned in a similar time frame. And the cotton was classed at the similar classing facility. So we're trying to take out all the variables so we can have a direct comparison between these two machines. And here's just a few pictures. There's the top. It was the trials that we've done in the central, and you can see there that the staging there. So you can see the round ones, and then there'll be a squared, and there'll be a round and square. And here you can see the picking taking place. And you can see there's two there, and you can see in between there's six rows which need to be harvested. Now, we learned at the first trial is that the JD 760 has got six rows, and the basket pickers, most of the basket pickers in Australia, had four rows. So the second time that we did the trial, we actually kept 12 rows in between to take care of the differences between the six and four. And again, you can just see the staging is done as they are, as the modules are harvested. That's how they were staged, and that's also how they were ginned. Interesting enough, at the top, we just managed to complete the trial and started raining, so we just got that done. You can see the bottom here, it's a lot sunnier. And what we also did was we used, in these trials, we used the two most common varieties in Australia as well, which was also important. So this is just a breakdown of the modules. Now, it's important, we did four fields, and we don't want to compare the fields against each other because the differences between the fields might be that they're different varieties and so on. We're looking within fields. So we've got, for example, field A, round and conventional. Then the number of modules, 66 rounds and 8 squares. The replications, we did 8 replications because it's important to have replication, not just to do one-off. And then the number of bales. And you can see that if you look at field A and B, you'll see that the number of bales between round and conventional is a bit of a discrepancy. There's more rounds than conventional because you've got a 6-row picker as opposed to a 4. So obviously a 6-row would pick more than a 4. And you can see in C and D, we sort of figured that out, and you can see that the amount of bales is the same. So we did about 1,811 bales in total. And if you look at the gin turnout, which of course from a grower's perspective is very, very important, you can see that the differences between a round and conventional for field A, there's no differences. You can see on B, this is a different variety, so it's a slightly lower gin turnout. It's around the 40 mark. And you can see C and D, again, you can see there's no differences. So from a gin turnout point of view, there's no differences. So that's the first tick for a grower. So now I'm just going to go a little bit and talk about the fiber properties. First, I'm going to talk about the contracted fiber properties. So I'm talking about the length, the micronair, and the strength. And if you just look over there, C means conventional. And A is CA, so conventional field A. R is round. Field A. And again, it's important we're not comparing the fields against each other, we're comparing either round or conventional. And you can see with the standard deviation. And so you can clearly see that when you look at the length, certainly across the fields, there's some variation between the fields. But if you look at between conventional and round, you can see that there's no difference, no significant differences in the length. So that's a good thing. And again, on the length uniformity, which is also very important. We can see again that there's no differences. Again, there's differences between the fields. Just like to point out that the C and D is from the southern part of Australia, which is a cooler part of Australia. So hence you would have probably, if I can put it a little bit, inferior fiber quality from that part of the world. But that's one of our biggest growing areas. On the strength side, there's the first time we did see some variations. You can see that. On the field A, the cotton from the conventionals was quite substantially longer than the round. But if you then look at fields, so that sort of thinks, all right, well, conventional is better. But then when you go to field C, you see it's reversed. You see that the round modules actually produced a stronger fiber than the conventional. So that would probably mean that that's just in-field variations, which is probably the cause of that. When you look at the micronair values, as you can see, field A and B, which is more central, you'd expect higher micronair values. Again, there's no differences, and as compared to C and D, which is from the south, lower micronair values, but there's, again, no differences. We look at color, and I've kept the same color throughout. We can see, if you look at these over there, you see that A field C and D and A and B are over there. In Australia, we still class cotton visually by using the USDA grade boxes. And you can see that field C and D with the RD and plus B would be a middling. And A and B would be a strict middling. And when you class them on the HVI, when we class them on the visual, it's the same. So from a gross perspective, the Australian base grade is 31.3. So in both instances, he's earned premium on colour, so he's happy. Now we'll just have a look at the non-contracted properties. We only had time to do field A and B. Again, when you look at the NEP count, field A and B, there's two different varieties, and you can see there's differences. It's obviously varietal because it's been grown in the same conditions, same fields, etc. But again, between conventional and round, there's no significant differences. Seed coat seed coat NEPs, this was obviously tested on the APHIS equipment. Again, no differences. If you continue, look at the dust. There was some concern, as I said earlier, about the trash. When you look at the APHIS on the dust and trash figures, again, there are differences between the fields, but within fields, there's no differences. Short fiber content, again, by APHIS, short fiber content by weight. Again, we can see that although there's some differences, they are not significant. So from all this, we can say that generally speaking, there doesn't seem to be any difference but whether you harvest the cotton from conventional and round. But So there's no difference in gin turnout. As I said, the quality of the fibre produced from the fields in terms of contracted fibre properties can be considered a high quality with most of the cotton produced above Australian base grade. There's no clear trends, no practical significance. And if there were any differences, we think that that's in-field variability, which is called that. But like everything, there's a proviso there. There's a however. We know that the John Deere 7760, and it's happened in Australia, where these machines are harvesting for 22 hours a day. So you've got to make sure that you stay below the 12%. If you get to 12%, you should stop. You have to stage the modules in the order that they were produced. You have to place, obviously, these modules on a smooth, even, and firm, compact surface, and you have to make sure that, especially for the round modules, leave gaps to allow for water runoff. And also, you have to gin the modules in the order that they were produced. And something that I haven't put in here, and I think that's very important, is that the conventional modules, if there was any variability in the fields, the conventional modules does a bit of a blending and you can sort of blend it out. With the round modules, that won't happen. So I think with people that are certainly from an Australian perspective, we're trying to inform the growers that if there's any in-field variability in the field, you're going to see it. So the onus on the grower is now more and more and more, and the agronomist, is to make sure that in-field variability is at the minimum. Because if you're using a round harvest picker, and even if you take care of all these things, if you have massive infield variation, you will see it. There's no doubt about that. So with that, just like to acknowledge the people that have helped finance this project, and also all the people that have worked with us on this. And with that, I thank you.
Is there time for questions?
Well, yes, what happened there was is that the guys didn't stage the modules, so there's probably from the end ditch and the tail end ditch, and also what happens, and if you have a couple of thousand round modules lying on your farm and the guys come to cart it away and they don't take them in the same stage and they take them from over here, some and some over here, so it was probably round modules that weren't from the same field, from the same area, and they were put lumbered together as a gin module, which is six round modules, and that's what's caused it. So, yeah, but you can imagine that when you're in a classing room and you're seeing that, you get pretty worried. Right. Good. Well, thank you.